10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Monday, August 4th. It is 5:31 and we are back at it after the weekend. I hope you guys had a great one, ready to get things going here on a Monday morning, the last week of vacation for Clark County school kids. And I believe the teachers are back this week. So it's all starting. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. Thanks for asking. Yeah, it was a solid weekend. I would say the highlight was checking out this this night market at the... Have you been to the Incommons?
I have, yeah.
Okay, I never have. And what a cool area. Yeah, just checked out this night market. Really
market
cool.
In the alley? I saw you put it on the spot. My friend runs that.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Did you have a good time?
Yeah, well, tell her it's awesome.
Good, good. I will.
We need to make that every Friday. So yeah, I'm a big vintage guy. So it was really cool to just check out some of the... I would call it culture, you know. I mean, I didn't know there were so many vintage resellers, you know, out in Vegas. Not to mention, I was thinking of you. There should be Labubu, and there probably will be next Friday, or I mean next month. But I didn't see any Labubu sellers there.
I think they're like a different vibe for Market in the Alley. I think it's more like local artisans and things like that. I don't know if it's like so much like a... I mean, I could be wrong, but I think there's like they have different kind of markets for that, like trinkets. Sure. and things like that. But I mean, hey, who knows? It may come up at some point. You never know.
Yeah. Speaking of the boo-boos, I saw I think there was a rave or something this past weekend.
There was at Area 15. They had like a LaBooBoo rave, and you bring your LaBooBoo, listen to music. And so, yeah, I didn't go. I was telling Steph this morning, I left my house on Friday night to go to a movie. And after that, my car didn't move. I stayed at home the entire weekend.
Oh, well, good for you.
Yeah, it was nice. Just resting. It kind of a rough week, so just a recharge. I binged like all these shows and movies, so it was actually really, really nice and relaxing.
What did you like? What sticks out to you out of all the shows that you binged?
Well, I finished. I caught up to The Summer I Turned Pretty, to the current episode, and that show is just creating havoc between me and my friends. I finished the show Alice in Borderland, which is in my top 10 shows of all time. It was so good. There's two seasons on Netflix, and oh my gosh, my husband and I were both like blown away. It was such a good show. And then we watched Happy Gilmore 2, which was Happy Gilmore 2, you know, what can you expect? And so, yeah, it was just really nice. Slept a lot and just was so lazy, but it was like a much needed reset, you know?
Good for you. I need to take a page out of your book. I started Happy Gilmore 2, and I'm probably like 30 minutes in, so I'll probably finish it this week.
Yeah, I mean, there's no rush, I would just say that. It's just one of those movies where it's like, I've heard. Is what it is. It is, you know, my favorite part was all the different cameos and stuff in it. So, it's Adam Sandler, and I love Adam Sandler. My kids were just like, what is this? This is so ridiculous. It was so funny. Like their style of comedy versus that kind of 90s comedy, they were just like not into it. But yeah, it was really good. How you doing this morning, Steph?
Everything's good here. I did nothing too. It was so nice to do nothing, but I caught up on shows. I never watched New Girl to begin with.
Oh, that's such a good show.
So I'm on season 5 and it's just getting better and better. So we've been binge watching New Girl. We watched a ton of Lollapalooza live streams.
I watched a bunch of Lolla too.
Oh my gosh. I wasn't expecting it to be, because I hear about Lollapalooza every year, but there's something about this year's lineup and this, what they brought out and all the cameos that really outdid themselves.
Yeah, we're actually going to touch a little bit about Lollapalooza and what's trending, but yeah, just the appearances were great, but also just the performances themselves. I really feel like they really brought it this year. It was awesome.
I'm also excited to hear about your debate between you and your friend about The Summer I Turned Pretty.
Oh, man, it's getting ugly.
It's getting ugly. I'm caught up, so I'm interested to see what you guys are debating about and maybe if I could chime in somehow.
Well, you know, Team Connor or Team Jeremiah. One of us is one, the other is the other, and it's just like, are we really fighting about this? Is this really a discussion that we're having?
It shows a lot about your personality and what team you're on.
It really does. To me, it's very similar to, I don't know, I hate to take it this direction, but it's kind of like politics when you find out what side of the political spectrum someone is on. I'm like, oh, okay, I got it. I get your personality now.
Question. A lot of my friends are talking about this show. Your passion level, Love Island or Summer I Turned Pretty?
I wouldn't say I'm like passionate about it. I'm just like annoyed when people are on a certain team. You know what I mean? But it's one of those things. I'm curious if anyone is watching it. Text us. Let us know whose team are you on. Team Team Jeremiah or Team Conrad. I'm telling you, it was it was quite the debate. So yeah, we'll talk about that. Lots to catch up on this morning. And of course, we've got more tickets for you to go to the happiest place on earth, Disneyland. That is happening at 7:30 this morning with the Mega Minute. We've actually got a ton of tickets to give away, so don't go anywhere. Let's get the show started. Time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear The Way I Are by Timbaland featuring Carrie Hilson? Timbaland. Do you want to hear Pretty Fly for a White Guy by The Offspring? Give it to me, baby. Give it to me, baby. Give it to me, baby. Or do you want to hear I Got a Feeling by Black Eyed Peas? Choices. Get your votes in right now. You can tweet us on X or Threads at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page, Mercedes in the Morning, or text or call us 702-364-9400. We'll count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1. You're gonna want to hear this.
Okay, we have more to come on the pre-show this morning. On the way next, what if you could track your kid through their shoes? Skechers has a new sneaker that they claim can do just that, and parents are buying in. Is it actually keeping kids safe? Wait until you hear how it really works. That's coming up next. But first, the votes are in, and I Got a Feeling by Black Eyed Peas is a pre-show. You pick them.
You choose the music. You pick it. We play it. It's Mercedes in the Morning. Pre-show, you pick them.
It's Mercedes in the Morning. Would you put a GPS tracker in your kid's shoe? What if it looked like a regular shoe but secretly held an AirTag? That's Skechers' next move here in 2025. Their new kids line, which is called Find My Skechers, has a hidden AirTag slot right under the insole. So no phone, no smartwatch, just slip it in, send your kid out the door. Sounds like the perfect low-tech solution for high anxiety parenting, I guess, until you realize AirTags don't actually do what you think they do. I mean, they don't give live location updates. They kind of rely on nearby Apple devices kind of pinging their location every so often if someone happens to walk by. So you might get a helpful update, but you could also be staring at your screen wondering why your kid hasn't moved in 30 minutes.
I actually didn't know that. So you're saying an Apple AirTag, it gives you an idea of the location, but not the exact
specific. It pings, yeah. And that's why there's, I don't know if you've seen those videos before where people are like, I track my bag down to this location, and they go to someone's house and they're like, I don't have your bag, and they really don't have your bag, and then it turns out it's like in a dumpster like one block away because it's not like 100% accurate. But like with something like this, is this just modern parenting, do you think, just using every tool that we have at our disposal, or is this just a false sense of security.
Yeah, I'm trying to put myself in the mind of a parent. I think it's an addition. I'm kind of torn, you know? I mean, is it kind of breaking privacy? But then again, it's your kid. They're not 18. Yeah. And I can also imagine, you know, it is a safety issue. You know, you don't know where your kid, you know, you want to make sure that they're safe. And should, God forbid, should something happen where you can't find them, it definitely is an added sense of security. So, I would say I'm for it. I can see why it's being made. I would say let's work on the design of the shoe maybe a little bit, Mercedes.
How would the design of the shoe help it?
I don't think it's the best looking shoe.
Oh, well, yeah.
Maybe make it a little more hip.
If we're using the word hip to describe shoes, then maybe we need the work.
maybe. But I can't fault. Anytime security is involved and children, I can't fault anyone for trying to, for lack of a better word, I guess, put their best foot forward.
I feel like, you know, we have so many tools at our hands with like the smartwatches and the phones, and if your kid is old enough to walk to school alone, maybe they're old enough to have a smartwatch where you can actually track it a little more accurately or something like that. I mean, I think the shoe thing, it's like, it's a gimmick. And if that makes you feel better, like, go for it. Would you ever tell the kid, though, that there's a tracker in their shoe? Or would you keep it a secret is my question.
Yeah.
How would you as a parent, if you know, would you let your kid know, hey, I'm putting this tracker in your shoe. What's to stop them from saying, well, I don't want my mom to know where I'm going to go. So I'm going to leave my shoes at your house and I'm going to put on a different pair. I'm going to borrow a pair of shoes from you so she sees that I'm staying here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a great question. I would actually get rid, if I had a kid, I would get rid of all their other shoes. I would buy them 3 pairs of those shoes to make sure that the only choice they have every day is to wear those shoes.
Yeah. Make sure that they're going to stick in that. We're getting some text here. This one says, my 9-year-old doesn't have a phone, so I threw an AirTag in her backpack. I check it maybe twice a week, just for peace of mind. This one says, this sounds like something my mom would have done to spy on me in 2003 if she had the tech.
Ooh.
I mean, I feel like my mom always spied on me. She was always doing stuff. She was showing up at places that she knew I was. Same. You know, how did your mom track you down?
She would literally just, you know what? She would ask, she would call around to all the neighbors. I'll never forget, because back then, no phones, right? She would call the neighbors and ask, do you know where Julian is? Do you know where Julian is? That's her way, her old school methodology of finding out where I'm at.
That is like the way to do it if you have no resources available to you. That is the old school working mom kind of way. You know what I mean?
Yep, absolutely.
At this point, you're not tracking your kid. You're tracking their shoes with the Skechers thing. That's my opinion. But what would you guys do? It's Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. It is 6:01. It is Monday, August 4th. Thank you guys so much for being here. We've got so much coming up on the show this morning, but coming up back from the weekend, got a little rest here. You sounds like you had a good weekend.
Yeah, it was solid, except went to Lenny Kravitz, went to this concert on Friday, and it basically was ruined. It's at Dolby Live, and tell me why. I'm just trying to wrap my head around this. 3 ladies come by in our row, and, you know, one proceeds to, no, you know what? It was two. Two proceed to put their, just lay their feet on the front row, on the row of seats in front of them, kind of like just chilling, you know what I mean? Bare feet, just hanging out. I kind of felt like I was on an airplane. You ever have someone accidentally put their feet up beside you? I kind of felt like, you know, I was in that situation. It's like, what's going on here? And then one proceeds to scream. And that's okay. It's a concert, right?
People are going to get excited at a concert. You got to expect that.
Right. But Mercedes, this is like constant. I'm talking about during the lows, the highs, during, in between the actual sets. It was like I'm not trying to annoy anyone in the car, but it was like a times 1,000. And it was, put it this way, it was so obvious that everyone around us were putting their fingers in their ears.
Oh, geez.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. And look, people can do what they want to do, but they were coming in and out of the row probably 5 to 7 times. I don't know what was going on there. And I just feel like, you know, the experience was definitely ruined. I think anytime, look, it's a free country, but anytime you're kind of like impeding other people's experience, then that's kind of the issue.
So I get what you're saying. There's always someone at a concert doing something that it's like, oh my gosh. But do you think that, like, as far as like going in and out of the rows, because we usually pick somewhere to sit at the end of the row, so people are always going by us, and I just kind of expect that. I know, like, hey, if I want to sit on the end, I'm going to be the one getting up for everyone.
Sure.
As they go get their drinks and go to the bathroom and stuff. The screaming, there is a level that you expect at the concert, but where does that level kind of end? And I divert to you, Steph, because you were just talking about how you were that person that was screaming at a concert. You were annoying the people around you. Where is that kind of threshold? Do we have an official rule for that?
I think you just have to be mindful and really be aware of your surroundings and the fans that you're with. Because last week we were talking about how when I was sitting at Beyonce, mind you, the last night of the tour, Destiny's Child come out, history is being made, you can't expect someone to be quiet during that. And the person next to me was annoyed during the whole entire show. But right when Destiny's Child came out, you could see him. He was like, oh, I get it now. So I don't know what to tell you. I mean, everyone's there for a different experience. Yes, everyone's going to get annoyed, but you're there for yourself.
You're right. You're absolutely right. But a little bit of a difference. Destiny's Child, that's Destiny's Child. And I saw your video. You're not screaming for the entire 3-hour set. You're not. You're not.
Steph, I didn't record myself.
Did she post all 3 hours?
Yes. Yes. I saw the IGTV. I saw it. But this was literally during the lows, guys. I mean, look, yes, it's a free country. People can do what they want. But, I mean, it's called common courtesy. Like, it's literally like, have you ever had someone, like, scream in your ear? She was literally right next to me. And I was polite. I didn't say anything, but okay. If other people around are putting their fingers in their ears, that's a sign.
Yeah, for sure. That is a sign. I wonder if they were putting their fingers in their ears because of that. Hopefully it wasn't because of Lenny Kravitz.
No, you know? No, no.
That would be really bad. And I've seen Lenny Kravitz in concert before, and he definitely is not someone you want to put your fingers in your ears for. He's amazing.
Right.
So no, I get it. I sat behind a couple that was just like making out so aggressively during the entire first half of a Coldplay concert, and I was just like, ma'am, please, like, could you not? It was just, but it's like that's their concert experience, I
sure.
guess, you know. The only thing I want to ban is putting your hands over your head, because then your hands, if I am trying to catch a quick video, it's in my video, like, move your hands.
That's a good one.
Was the couple you saw at the Coldplay concert that wasn't the CEO?
No, it wasn't. Okay. Or maybe it was. I only saw the backs of their heads, so I'm not 100% sure on that one. So much coming up on the show this morning, you guys. We are so excited because we have more Disneyland tickets for you. 7:30 with the Mega Minute. We have your 4-pack of 2-day, 1-park-per-day tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Brandy and Monica tickets. We have more of those to give away in the 8 o'clock hour with Heads Up. And we have an early edition of Heads Up. Just a few minutes, we have your tickets to see AWOL Nation and Gym Class Heroes. They're going to be at the Fremont Street Experience Downtown Rocks Concert Series, and your tickets on the way. And coming up next, we have What's Trending. Sabrina Carpenter used a golden retriever to roll out her album and brought out Earth, Wind, and Fire at Lollapalooza. But she wasn't the only one stealing the spotlight. We've got all the details coming up next in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics.
Mercedes in the Mornings, What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Sabrina Carpenter and Lollapalooza trending this morning. First of all, she just revealed the first track list for her new album, Man's Best Friend. Ooh, let's bring that down a little bit. It's very hot. Her new album, Man's Best Friend, that drops on August 29th. She enlisted a golden retriever and some lucky fans to help with the rollout, posting photos of each song title embroidered on like a director's chair. And some of the track titles include We Broke Up Again Last Night, When Did You Get Hot, and Go-Go Juice. So I'm very curious to hear this album. It should be good. The album's lead single, Manchild, that already hit number one on the Billboard Hot 100. But also, Sunday night, she closed out Lollapalooza in Chicago, and she brought out Earth, Wind, and Fire for a surprise performance. Crowd went nuts. They lit up the stage with September. Let's Groove gave the crowd one of the most talked about moments of the weekend. Did you happen to see any videos of that performance?
Yeah, I saw the one with Earth, Wind, and Fire. Amazing. And then I caught, you know, I tried to watch the whole performance, but it's so long over the course of a couple days. But I caught bits and pieces, and she's just incredible. She really is. And the fact that she performs in those tall white boots, how does she do it?
She's a pro, man. She's a pro. Got it going on. She has a part in her concerts where she always arrests someone during the show. And last night she arrested three of the members of the group twice. And they had performed. They made history as the first female, all-female K-pop group to headline the festival. And their crowd was absolutely insane for Twice. One of the biggest crowds they said that they have ever seen at a Lollapalooza. So they stuck around to catch Sabrina's performance. Speaking of little collabs on stage, Olivia Rodrigo, she was absolutely incredible at Lollapalooza. And she brought out Weezer to headline her set on Friday. Here's a little bit of that one. She told the crowd they were the first band she ever saw live, so they sang this song, Buddy Holly. They sang Say It Ain't So with them playing guitar. It was really cool. So just a lot of really great performances this weekend. Another big one this weekend was Doechii. She performed on Saturday, and she used her set to announce her first headlining tour. The Live from the Swamp tour kicks off on October 14th. So any big standouts for you from Lollapalooza over the weekend?
Yeah, I caught bits and pieces. I would say Olivia, definitely Sabrina. You know, when Olivia brought Weezer on, how cool is that? Like a full circle moment. I was thinking back. Do you remember the first show, the first concert you went to?
Yes, it was Whitney Houston. That was the first one I went to. How about you?
I was like a punk kid. I don't know if you heard of them, but have you heard of a Fugazi?
No.
It's a punk rock group. And then after that, Red Hot Chili Peppers. But yeah, Fugazi. It's more like the punk hardcore scene.
Was that like Weezer or
No. It's like punk, like hardcore, like Fugazi. Back in like I'm trying to think of artists. Have you heard of the Misfits, right?
Of course.
Yeah, kind of that vein, if you will.
Okay, yeah. So it was a big night for our big weekend in Chicago, and that is what's trending. All right, let's do this. It is time to win. Time to play Heads Up. And speaking of bands, how would you like to see AWOL Nation and Gym Class Heroes at the Fremont Street Experience Downtown Rocks Free Concert Series? We've got special seating for you. 4 tickets for you right now to check them out. When you win Heads Up, you just have to pick your category, get 6 answers in 60 seconds, and you are going to the show, AWOL Nation and Gym Class Heroes. Caller 20, you get to play right now. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Jennifer, you're caller 20. You ready to play some Heads Up this morning?
Woo-hoo! Yay! Good morning. Yes.
Let's do it. We've got these four passes for you to check out AWOL Nation and Gym Class Heroes. Let's pick a category. Do you want to go with Crystal Clear, Toys R Us, Vroom Vroom, Wardrobe Wars, or Here Kitty Kitty?
Let's do Toys R Us.
Toys R Us. Okay, National Doll Day was yesterday. So these are all different types of toys, okay?
Okay.
Think toys. We just need to get 6 in 60 seconds. Are you ready to do this?
I am.
Okay, let's go.
All right, Jen, you got this. Heads up, your 60 seconds starts now.
This used to go down the stairs like kind of slow and like stacking. Yes. This is something that is on a string and then you throw it down and then it comes back up.
Yo-yo.
Yes. This is like a red, it looks like a TV and there's two dials and you draw things with it.
Etch-a-sketch.
Yes. This was a toy where you put these colored pegs in to make pretty things when the
right.
Yes. This was how you would make little cakes, little cookies as a kid with one
easy
of yes. This is you would put them on a track and they would go really fast. Like maybe in a okay. This was a guy and you would stick his eyes in and you would stick his nose in and yes, you got it. Oh my gosh. Jennifer, these are like vintage toys and you knew almost every single one. The only one you didn't get was Hot Wheels. You know, like Hot Wheels on the track. But it doesn't matter. You got it anyway. Congratulations. 4 tickets to check out AWOL Nation and Gym Class Heroes at Fremont Street Experience Downtown Rocks. We've got your passes for that concert, which is coming up on Saturday. So congratulations and more chances to win all week long, early morning with Heads Up. We've got that early edition for you. We also have your Disneyland passes, 7:30 with the Mega Minute. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. And I'm so excited about the teachers going back to school this week and or next week, actually. And we've got something really cool we're going to talk about. If you are a teacher and you want to get yourself a $50 Amazon gift card for your class, our friends at Best Mattress have teamed up with us again for our Mercedes in the Morning teacher wish list hits. You can get one of these gift cards possibly just enter to win on our website, mix941.fm. Click on the contest tab. It's super easy and it's just hard to believe school is back in session.
Absolutely. Yep.
So Steph, you're not liking this hot weather, but it's a little bit of a reprieve when you walk into your home. It sounds like your home is as cold as a freezer.
It is. Well, this was the moment that when we realized we were like, this air conditioning is way too low. Well, we went to the park over the weekend and we don't go for very long. If it's hot out, we'll just go out with Momo for a little bit and then we'll come in. We dropped our air conditioning before we left to the park at 70 degrees. And I don't know about you guys, but that's cold in our house.
Very cold.
And so we dropped the AC to 70. We leave, we go to the park, we come back. And right when I opened my apartment door, I felt it. It was like an ice cold box. I was like, oh my gosh. So I get in and I take my shoes off. I bring Momo up. And then James is right behind me. And is there something when you hear something in real life, there's a movie line that lives rent free in your head? Because right when James comes in, he said, "Brr, it's cold in here." And immediately I'm thinking, I'm doing the dance. I'm immediately like full East Compton Clovers mode in the living room doing the dance like I'm in the gymnasium, like one of those cheerleaders. And even James is doing it with me. He's going, ice, 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 bring it down. Roll-ee-o-ee-o. And then look at God. He came on cable TV. Bring It On was on that night.
Oh, that was destiny. That was destiny. That is totally a trigger for me when someone says, "Brr, it's cold." I do the same thing. What is it? There's like certain movie lines that just trigger that reflex where you, someone says a phrase that's a common phrase, but it reminds you of a certain movie line. Does anyone else have one of those? 702-364-9400. What is the movie line that, like Steph says, lives rent-free in your head and gets triggered anytime someone says a word or a phrase relating to that? Do you have one of those?
I have a movie lines that live rent-free in my head, but they just live rent-free in my head. No one even needs to say anything. Do you know what I mean? For example, maybe you know this line. Does this sound familiar?
I know if you can be overwhelmed and you can be underwhelmed, but can you ever just be whelmed? I think you can in Europe.
No, I don't know that one. What is that from?
10 Things I Hate About You.
So you just, that's just always stuck in your head, or it doesn't get triggered by anything?
Yeah, well, okay. Maybe when people, like when I get a little, when I feel a little like there's too much going on, I feel overwhelmed. So yeah, you're right. That's when that actually gets triggered. But also, I'll be honest with you, like just a lot of rom-coms, they just live rent-free in my head. Rom-coms, any 90s, 2000s classics, I just remember like certain lines. Say anything, you name it, I remember most of them.
What is there a line that kind of triggers your movie reflex? What is it? For me, whenever someone says like, oh, this is going to take forever, or oh, we'll have to wait forever, I just automatically say
forever
from The Sandlot. It triggers my forever reflex. It's so funny. Let's talk to Holly. Holly, what is your movie line that gets triggered anytime someone uses a certain phrase?
For free!
Is that from The Water Boy?
Yeah.
Do it again.
Yeah.
For free!
Or what about, you can do it!
All night long!
I just watched Happy Gilmore 2, and the You Can Do It guy was in that one, which was so funny. Let's talk to Jessica. Jessica, what is the phrase for you?
Hey, good morning. I was just in the hospital, and my nurse was, moving my bed, and I was like, gently! Like in The Princess Bride, where the princess is kissing Wesley, and he had just fought the life thing or whatever. Anyway, I was like, Jesse!
Oh, that's so funny. The one from Princess Bride always for me is inconceivable. Like, I always think of that one. Another one, do you guys remember, one of my favorite movies of all time is Zoolander. And whenever I see something like super small, like a small version, or someone gives me a small portion of something, let's say we go out to eat and the steak is super small, and I'll say, what is this? A steak for ants? Just in relation to the center.
What is this? A center for ants?
That is like always my movie trigger on that one.
Do you ever say that though? Like out loud?
Oh, you're yeah. Speaking? All oh, the time. Awesome. All the time. And like, I don't say it to the server, but I'll say it to my husband. Or if he, you know, I say, hey, do you have any money? He's like, oh, I don't really have any cash. He'll give me like a $5 bill. I'll be like, what is this? Money for ants?
I got to steal that.
And it's always my go-to. That's funny. The fact, Steph, that 70 is freezing to you, you should not come to my house because my house is just normal at 70.
Really?
My husband brings it down at night when we go to bed to like 68.
Uh-uh, nope. That is a burst. It's cold in here type of deal.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And the Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
So the singer Rod Stewart, he has officially entered his what is happening era. He's on his tour, and he has been doing something that sounds pretty sweet on paper. He's been dedicating this song to Ozzy Osbourne. Again, sounds very sweet until it gets weird. So I guess he's playing this AI video of Ozzy in heaven, but not just like Ozzy vibing peacefully. It's Ozzy taking selfies with dead celebrities. We're talking like Tupac, Kurt Cobain, Tina Turner, Michael Jackson, Whitney, Prince, just a bunch of them. And it's basically like a Grammy in memoriam, but on acid. Like, it just is weird. And then, if that wasn't enough, after the clip, Rod Stewart tells the crowd, very sad, a lot of those people died because of drugs. What? I'm still here, though. So, sir, what in the hologram weekend at Bernie's are we doing here? What is going on?
Yeah, I would say bad execution, bad form, and also too soon.
Like, Do you think it's too soon to pay tribute to Ozzy?
You know what? I retract. I think it's more about bad form and bad execution.
Yeah, that's just a weird way to do it. Weird. I think that it's totally fine to be like, I want to dedicate this song to Ozzy Osbourne, a legend. And in my mind, you will always be forever young. Rest in peace. Let's go. You know what I mean? Yeah. But like the video and like then talking about how all those people in the video died from drugs, but he's still around. It's just like, what is happening? What are you doing, Rod Stewart? Like, I don't know. Maybe bad decisions as he's getting older. Who knows?
Yeah, that I was thinking the same thing. Or maybe he just got caught. Knee-jerk reaction. You know, you ever get caught in something and you just weren't prepared. He was probably, what? He was live, right? On stage?
Well, yeah. Right. But you have to make a video.
Like, yeah.
That's not just spur of the moment. Like, that is done ahead of time.
Sure. But the commentary afterwards, the comments that he made, he just... I don't know, but I'm going to chalk it up to say he just wasn't thinking.
Yeah, I don't think anyone was thinking who put that whole segment together. But also this morning, Fantastic Four, First Steps, maybe holding on to the number one spot at the box office, but it's gripping it very tightly. It made $40 million this weekend, which sounds great until you remember it opened with $117 million. So that's a 66% drop. But for comparison, Marvel's Thunderbolts, that only dropped 55%. In its second weekend. So still, First Steps is the last big summer blockbuster before August gets kind of sleepy. So it's carrying a lot on its shoulders. Global total is now at $369 million. I saw it over the weekend. I absolutely loved it. I thought it was so well done. I thought it was so great. I didn't really know the backstory on Fantastic Four in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. And I thought it was so good.
That's good to know. And I remember, so you give a thumbs up. Our friend Ramon from the show also thumbs up. I don't know. I mean, the fact that it dropped so drastically, what does that say?
I think it's just normal. I think that a lot of these big blockbusters have a huge opening weekend. Everyone goes to see it. And then it's the stragglers like me that come in second week. Like, okay, now I'm ready to see it. The crowds are gone. But our theater was still packed. There were still a lot of people in my theater when I went and saw it. So finally this morning, a Seattle Kraken player and their mascot were chased by a bear while filming a promo because clearly nature hates marketing. Forward John Hayden and their mascot Bowie, they were fishing and it was just the two of them in this river and this grizzly shows up while they're filming this promo. Obviously is like, excuse me, you didn't book this location here. Yeah. The bear didn't attack, but it did chase them, and it's all on video. You got to check out the video. It's all over the place. Hayden blamed Bowie's colorful skin and his bright nose for drawing the bear in. You can see the bear like kind of look at them and is like very curious. And then he just starts galloping towards them and they're like, oh boy, we got to get out of here. But honestly, same. If I saw a sea troll in the woods, I'd chase it too, just to like get some answers. Like, what is going on? What are you doing here?
I'm with you. I'm always, you know, I definitely know Bowie, know what you're talking about. I'm surprised Bowie was so concerned. I mean, it's a big troll.
Have you seen a grizzly bear before?
You are
the grizzly bear was two times his size.
That's a great point. I saw the video, but it was a little, you know what I mean? The way the video was shot.
Yeah, I wouldn't, if in a fight between Bowie and the bear, I'm taking the bear every single time.
It's time for Beat Mercedes. Can you guess the song faster than she can? Let's go.
All right. Let's get our contestant, Ava. Good morning. You're caller 20.
Woo-hoo.
You ready to play Beat Mercedes here on a Minute Monday?
Yes, I am.
Okay. $875 diamond pendant up for grabs. If you guess the song and artist, faster than I can. It's about time. We are due for a winner, and this would be the perfect way to kick off the week. So I'm going to leave the studio and leave it up to you, Ava. Good luck. We'll talk to you in a few, okay?
Okay.
Bye.
Okay. I'm going to break it down like this. Mercedes is leaving the studio. She cannot hear a word of what's going to happen here in the next, like, minute or so. Ava, you're with your mom, Paula, right?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. Mom and daughter? Awesome. I love it. The rules break out like this. I'm going to play a song for 20 seconds. When you know what it is, do your very best to guess the title and the artist. 20 seconds. Within that 20 seconds, just say, got it. Okay? Just be really loud. Say, got it. I'm going to stop the song. After that, you have 5 seconds to guess what that sound is. You got it?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. And that sound starts now. Yeah, 10 more seconds.
She says she's no good with words, but I'm worse. But it started at a joke of a romantic stuff.
Oh! What you got? You said got it?
Yes, it's gonna be Fall Out Boy. What's the song?
Fall Out Boy, you got 3 seconds to guess the title. Come on, take a guess.
Oh. Is it Sugar We're Going Down?
Say again?
Sugar, We're Going Down.
Okay, Fall Out Boy, Sugar, We're Going Down. Okay, we'll take that. Let's call in Mercedes.
Mercedes!
Where are you headed to? Headed to work? What's going on, ladies?
We're actually in the parking lot.
You know what? I like the fact that you did that. Concentration, I always do that. We need to concentrate on something important, and a game like this is super important. So very smart, ladies. And Mercedes is back.
I am back. Yes, here I am.
Okay, here we go. Mercedes, you ready?
I am ready.
Let's do it. The sound. Whoop. Sound starts now.
Oh, got it.
Wow. So fast.
Fall Out Boy.
What?
Vegas' best variety.
Okay, sorry about that.
I was going to say Dance Dance, I think you might have just given us the reveal.
We just hit a jambalaya of like sound effects.
Okay.
Right, hang on. Okay.
What do we got going on here, guys?
Stop the clock at 3.1. Fall Out Boy, Dance Dance, and Paula and Ava guessed at 20 seconds Fall Out Boy, but Sugar, We're Going Down, which means you are correct. You guessed the right song.
All right. That means that another day, another victory. I'm sorry, Ava. I always want to see you guys win, but... yeah, I got to do my best here. That means tomorrow morning, we have a $900 diamond pendant to give away from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. And here it is now. Let's get on a little Fall Out Boy for you this Monday morning. Coming up, Disneyland tickets, 7:30 with the Mega Minute. That's on the way. It's Mix 94.1.
She says she's no good with words, but I'm worse. Started out a joke of a romantic stuck to my tongue.
Mix 94.1. You know what? It's something I feel like we don't talk enough about. It's boundaries with family, especially when kids are involved. I came across a story about this mom who is feeling really overwhelmed because her in-laws already watch her baby 5 days a week, and now they're pushing because they want to take the baby on the weekends too, and she only gets a couple of hours with her kid after work, and now even that weekend time that she gets alone with her child is being kind of chipped away, and it's causing a lot of resentment, not just with the in-laws, but towards her partner too, you know? And it made me think, like, how many people are secretly dealing with this kind of thing, like that push-pull between wanting help and needing help, you know? Is there tension between your family and maybe your spouse's family when it comes to the kids or even the holidays or get-togethers or who gets to see the grandkids more? Does anyone have that? 702-364-9400. It feels like you need to establish those boundaries, but at the same time, you need help. Sometimes it takes a village.
Oh my gosh. I'm hearing this story, and honestly, it's kind of striking a chord a little bit. I don't have kids yet, but James and I, we have talked about sitting down in the next couple years and having a family. And we
can
know-
I just tell you how happy that makes me?
You'll be that is,
I'm trying not to go, but I, yeah, sorry, I just did that. It came out.
No, and I love that because there is excitement when there comes a family into the picture or a baby into the picture. But of course, there's also the real stuff, which is family boundaries. And we've talked about how James and I, we will need help. We don't have really much family here. So, and you, Mercedes, don't, I'm never counting you out.
No, I'm just kidding.
I thought it was just coffee.
But his parents, they currently live in the Philippines.
Yeah.
And right now we are on a mission to move them back to Vegas, especially when I become pregnant and especially when we'll need the help when the baby is a newborn.
Wait, what? You're going to move them back here?
Yes. And we want that. Like, that is something that they want. Mm. That is something that we want. And it's a collective decision.
Oh, wow.
Big move, big change. So obviously it's not now, but within the next couple years, when they do move back to Vegas and we start our own family, I already know, like, I'm going to have to sacrifice a lot of my life, like privacy, independence, freedom, and just like space in general. But like, we've talked about how we actually want them to live in our place for the first couple years of the baby's life. And honestly, that's something that I'm emotionally and preparing for now. Although it's not for a couple of years, there is something that has to be said with how do I set my boundaries when it involves my own family or James's family, especially when kids are in the picture.
Wow, that's got to be a tough situation because they're also, you know, they're also going to be helping out potentially when you said when you get pregnant, they're going to be helping out with the kids, right?
Right.
Oh, man. I would say, I mean, James, obviously, this is his parents. They're cool, right? Their lines of communication are really open.
Oh, and I don't want to misconstrue anything, too. We have a great relationship. She's like a second mom to me. Mm-hmm. But this is going to change the dynamic of our relationship when the baby is in the picture.
Yeah.
You don't want to have that push-pull tension I mentioned between you and your mother-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
That can be tricky. I'll admit, like, in my family, there's tension because my girls are closer with my mom than my husband's mom. Hmm. But my mom makes a lot more effort to visit them, to reach out to them than my mother-in-law does. Now, I'm not trying to bash her. She's got her own set of things that she's dealing with in her life. But like, she doesn't come out to visit them, or, you know, if we go on vacations, she doesn't, you know, my mom always like, hey, if you need an extra, let me know. I'd love to come with you. And we're like, sure, come with us. And she doesn't do that. So I think that my mother-in-law does not like that. And I think it upsets her. And I always tell my husband, like, you need to reach out to her more. You need to talk to her more. You need to involve her more. And he's like, she doesn't really want to be involved. So like, there's a weird dynamic. Does anyone else have that? 702-364-9400. Like, you know, where are the boundaries? What is the conflict amongst the families in your household? We're getting some texts here. This one says, we had to put a hard stop on unannounced visits after my mother-in-law showed up during nap time and woke the baby up just to see her smile.
Wow.
Oh, no.
Boundaries are now in writing. Do you guys have something like that? This one says, my husband's parents think they should get every holiday since my family had me for 20 plus years. It's a full-on scheduling negotiation every Thanksgiving. Do you guys have that with, like, where do we go for Thanksgiving? Like, where's Christmas? Is that an issue for anyone?
For me, it's such a difficult process because not only are our families in two different cities and across the world in the Philippines, so we've told each other every other Christmas we will be in the Philippines. So this Christmas we will be in the Philippines, but Thanksgiving we just said we're not seeing anybody. No, if anyone wants to come see us, they can come to us, but it's been so difficult to see them and having to travel to satisfy everyone's needs.
Circling back just real quick, Steph, I mean, his parents are cool, right? Like, you know what I mean? You can have a conversation with them. It's not like they're sticklers.
Right.
When it comes to this, yeah?
Right.
Well, then, I don't know. For me, it's as simple as just, you know, see how it goes. right? Keep the lines of communication open. I can't imagine you're going to have to write up a list of rules.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When to, you know, when you can see, the, you know, your child and when you can come in and, you know, things along those lines.
I think, but I worry about the dynamic that Mercedes mentioned, and you are so right, between the two grandmas. My mom has mentioned to me that the one thing she wished in her life was that she wished she lived closer to help me raise my kids one day. Mm-hmm. And she knows she won't get that. And that's what I need to know, is to figure out the holiday stuff, or to bring my mom year more, or to go to my mom. And that is going to be difficult in it, within itself, because my dad lives in a whole different other city and my dad just left out completely.
So this text just came in. This is interesting. It says, I'm the mother-in-law and I will gladly back off if I'm told, but don't ask me to babysit 5 days a week, then complain that I'm too involved.
It's kind of true.
Pick a lane. This one says, I'm a grandma. I want to help, but my daughter set really clear rules and we respect them. I get it. She's the mom, not me. And this one says, I'm Nana. I bring snacks, hugs, and zero opinions. I stay in my lane and I get invited back. That's the secret.
You know, I'm not going to complain about all the free Filipino food my grandma, my mother-in-law is going to make. So there's that.
That is going to be amazing. I'm super excited for you. Aww. I mean, yeah. Wow, that just fills my heart this morning. I absolutely cannot wait to hear that. But yeah, that's going to change. That's going to change not just your relationship with your in-laws, but with your husband too.
Yeah.
It's really going to change that dynamic. So just be prepared for that. And I don't mean that like in a bad way necessarily. It's just going to change it for sure.
Okay. So when you know my mother-in-law, my father-in-law are planning to move to Las Vegas, then you know it's right around the corner.
Oh, man. Let's get going. Shopping for baby clothes.
Yeah.
All right. It is time to win. It is time for the Mega Minute. And we have your passes right now to Disneyland. We've got 4 2-day, one park per day tickets to the Disneyland Resort, the happiest place on earth. Plus, you'll be qualified for the grand prize, which is a 2-night stay at one of the hotels of the Disneyland Resort and 4 3-day, one park per day passes. All you got to do is be caller 20 right now and play the Mega Minute. We've got 10 questions all set, ready to go for you. Various questions, trivia, pop culture, common knowledge, things like that. You answer all 10 of them correctly in 60 seconds and you are going to Disneyland. Caller 20 plays right now, 702-364-9400.
Early in the morning. Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Jill, you are caller 20.
Woo! I'm so excited.
I am so excited for you, Jill. Are you tackling the Mega Minute solo today, or do you have someone helping you out?
I have my son, Nolan, and my daughter, Marina, here with me.
Hi, hello. Nolan. Hi, Marina.
Hi.
Oh, this is great. I love it. Three minds are better than one. Here's the deal, you guys. We've got these 10 questions. You answer them all correct in 60 seconds, and you guys are winning 4 2-day, one park per day tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Are you ready to do this?
We are so ready.
All right.
Let's do it. Jill, if you're struggling with a question, you can say pass, or if you get one wrong, and if we have time in the end, we'll circle back to that question, okay?
Okay,
let's do it. The Mega Minute starts now.
The Disneyland ride Submarine Voyage is based off of what Disney movie?
Finding Nemo.
Yes. In which Las Vegas casino would you find the Forum Shops? Yes. What does the acronym DM stand for?
Direct message.
Yes. How many days are in the month of August?
31.
Yes. So what Disneyland ride was previously Tiana's Bayou Adventure?
Splash Mountain.
Yes. The song The Bare Necessities is from what Disney movie?
Skip.
What animation studio has a desk lamp as their mascot?
Pixar.
Yes. What mythical creature is half human and half horse?
Centaur.
Yes. The song Friend Like Me is from which Disney movie?
Toy Story.
No. What car company makes the Mustang?
Ford.
Yes. The song Bare Necessities is from what Disney movie?
Jungle Book.
Yes. The song Friend Like Me is from which...
Oh, no!
Oh! Friend unlike me versus you've got a friend in me. I totally know where you were going with that one. Friend Like Me is from Aladdin, you guys. Oh,
man.
I'm crushed. You guys were so close. That was such a good effort. I am so sorry, but gosh darn it, that just crushes your soul, doesn't it?
It does, and they did really good.
They did great. It was just that last question. Oh my gosh, that means caller 20 right now, you are gonna get these tickets, 4 2-day, 1 park-per-day tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Caller 20, you get them right now. 702-364-9400.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Jill, you are caller 20.
I'm so excited.
I am so excited for you, Jill. Are you tackling the Mega Minute solo today, or do you have someone helping you out?
I have my son, Nolan, and my daughter, Marina, here with me.
Hi, Nolan. Hi, Marina.
Hi.
Oh, this is great. I love it. Three minds are better than one. Here's the deal, you guys. We've got these 10 questions. You answer them all correct in 60 seconds, and you guys are winning 4 2-day, 1 park-per-day tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Are you ready to do this?
We are so ready.
All right.
Let's do it. Jill, if you're struggling with a question, you can say pass, or if you get one wrong, and if we have time at the end, we'll circle back to that question, okay?
Okay,
let's do it. The Mega Minute starts now.
The Disneyland ride Submarine Voyage is based off of what Disney movie?
Finding Nemo.
Yes. In which Las Vegas casino would you find the Forum Shops? Yes. What does the acronym DM stand for?
Direct message.
Yes. How many days are in the month of August?
31.
Yes. What Disneyland ride was previously Tiana's Bayou Adventure?
Splash Mountain.
Yes. The song The Bare Necessities is from what Disney movie?
Skip.
What animation studio has a desk lamp as their mascot?
Pixar.
Yes. What mythical creature is half human and half horse?
Centaur.
Yes. The song Friend Like Me is from which Disney movie?
Toy Story.
No. What car company makes the Mustang?
Ford.
Yes. The song Bare Necessities is from what Disney movie?
Jungle Book.
Yes. The song Friend Like Me is from which? Friend Like Me versus you've got a friend in me. I totally know where you were going with that one. Friend Like Me is from Aladdin, you guys. I'm crushed. You guys were so close. That was such a good effort. I am so sorry, but gosh darn it, that just crushes your soul, doesn't it?
It does, and they did really good.
They did great. It was just that last question. Oh my gosh, that means caller 20 right now, you are gonna get these tickets, 4 2-day, 1 park-per-day tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Caller 20, you get them right now. 702-364-9400. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. Okay, Julian's got a story here about a girl, a DJ gig, and what may or may not have been him flirting. I haven't fully cracked the code on what actually happened. What happened, Romeo?
Yeah, I wish. I can't tell. Have you ever been talking to someone and you can't tell if they were flirting with you or just being friendly? And I just can't figure it out. The backstory is that Saturday, I was visiting a coworker at one of his, I guess he does like DJ gigs on the side, and it was at a hookah lounge right down the street from Durango. And, you know, I walk in with my friend, long story short, one of the servers there totally caught my attention. She was stunning. And, you know, I mean, I played it cool. I was like, I just introduced myself. Hi, my name is so-and-so. Introduced my friend. And just here to, you know, support my coworker, essentially what it is. Now, throughout the night, we just had small talk. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't anything big, but it was, like, voluntary on both sides, right?
Mm-hmm.
She was busy, but it was more like, you know, hey, you're having fun? Is it, you know, I would ask her, you know, how long you've been working here? She's new, apparently. It got into, like, what she does, you know, what her full-time job is during the week, you know, stuff like that over the course of like 2 hours, right? Maybe three different short conversations. At the end, I think she came up to me and she asked, you know, so what do you think? You know, it was like a music showcase thing for local artists, right? And I said, it's cool, you know, and then I just kind of blurted out, I think you're stunning. You know?
Oh my goodness. Very forward, huh?
Is that forward?
I mean, for the first time meeting someone, it is, but it's a compliment still, nonetheless.
She said thank you, and she actually divulged that, you know, she has children, blah, blah, blah. And I said, that's cool. You know, if you ever want to, I think it happens so fast, Mercedes. I believe I said, listen, if you ever just want to hang out sometime, and I don't know why I didn't. I said, you want to trade Instagrams? You want to trade IGs? I don't know why I didn't just ask for a number. It's so... Maybe you can answer this for me. I'm so used to asking for people's IGs. I can't even tell you the last time I asked for someone's number. But, you know, aside from that last chat, the previous conversations, I'm just wondering, you know, she... Again, it's like no big deal. But I do think, was she just flirting? Was she being friendly? Because, I mean, it does take effort to talk to someone, especially when someone's, like, busy serving people, right?
So she was serving.
She was serving, right.
So she was working. I don't know if she was flirting or not, but I feel like if you can't tell if a woman is flirting with you or just being nice, she's probably just being nice, if you can't tell. Like, if she's... Do you agree, Steph, or do you think differently? I feel like if a woman is really flirting with you, you're going to know she's really flirting. But if you can't tell, she's probably just being nice.
Oh, what? Hold on.
I think that she actually was trying to turn you down nicely, Julian. You said something, unless there's more detail, you said, can we trade IGs? Or you said something like, oh, you look stunning. And she mentioned that she had kids afterwards. When you say that, you're like, oh, well, I have kids. You know, I don't know if I have time to talk. Or like, she's immediately trying to stray away.
Like, that's her escape route?
Yes, that's what I'm thinking.
That's a great point. That's why, you ladies, thank you so much. But I also forgot to add in, and thank you for reminding me, I did ask her if she was single, and she did say yes. That this whole conversation,
yeah.
And I apologize for not adding that, but yeah, she did add that. And it's not like I just said, "Are you? I think you're stunning." No, we had like some chit chat before that, so it's it's not like I just said it out of the blue. It wasn't. That probably sounded bad.
I do think though she was trying to make excuses onto why maybe she couldn't hang out, and maybe because she's so busy with her full time, her part time, and she has kids. Just from what I'm observing, she's like, "Sorry, dude, I don't have time for love."
Wow, you're looking really deeply. We never even went there.
Well, I'm not sure what the question is, but I would say if you're in the service industry, are you just strictly being nice to get a good tip? 702-364-9400. Or do you actually flirt? Like, I hear different things. Like, I will flirt to get a good tip, but I'm really not interested. Or maybe you met your future husband or wife while you were serving, and maybe it was genuine. What do you think? Did you at least tip her well?
Well, I didn't get anything. So I'm going to tip her on what? I mean, we were just hanging out.
Oh, okay. I thought you said she was serving you.
No. She was serving.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, looks? Serving looks?
Yeah, serving looks.
She said slay bae all day.
Let me ask you this. Are there different levels of flirting? Like, are there different, like, I get what you're saying. Like, obviously flirting with the body language and maybe eye contact. But I mean, are there different levels? Like, maybe something not so obvious? Or you think just flirting, it's obvious, there's no question, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, what, did you feel like there were different levels of flirting with her?
I don't know. I'm just asking. I really don't know. You know, You know, I feel like, you know, sometimes you don't have to voluntarily have conversations with the same person sometimes. Again, it's no
like,
big deal.
Like, is there a bronze, silver, and gold level of flirting? are we in the tutorial stage? Are we in the practice stage? I mean, if you're adding levels to it, yeah. I think you might be overthinking it just a little bit, but someone help him out here, because, I mean, we needed a decoder for this human interaction here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's fair. That was funny.
702-364-9400 is our number if you have a comment or if there's anything you want to talk about this morning, and we will be right back. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning, and hey, school is starting next Monday for Clark County students and teachers, and we want to help make this school year start off right for our incredible teachers out there. So it is back. It is Mercedes in the Morning's teacher wish list hits. You can enter to win an Amazon gift card courtesy of our friends at Best Mattress to help clear off your Amazon wish list. Teachers, we want to hook you up. So all you got to do is enter by going to our website, mix941.fm, click on the contest tab, tell us what's on your wish list, and maybe you can win this $50 Amazon gift card. I just want to shout out Best Mattress, too. You guys are, they're always ready to help. When we mention teachers, they're like, what do you want us to do? And they are absolutely incredible.
And I love the fact that this is my first year helping out with this, with this incredible promotion. So, yeah, man, I just can't wait. I'm excited.
It's going to be cool. So go to our website, mix941.fm, Mercedes in the Morning, teacher wish list hits. It's all coming back. So over the weekend, we had this cozy little family movie night, and we decided to watch Happy Gilmore 2. Have either of you guys seen it yet?
I'm about 30 minutes in.
Okay. So, yeah. Steph, did you watch it at all?
No, but I've heard it's super funny.
Okay. So now look, I know it's dumb. And I feel like that's the point, right? It's supposed to be dumb. I laughed out loud multiple times, but my kids, like, not even a smirk. Like, they just sat there the whole time, completely deadpan. Like, I made them watch some YouTube tutorial on how to change a printer cartridge. Like, they just looked at it like so bored. And I finally said, like, you guys seriously, like, don't think this is funny? And B goes, no, it's stupid. I was just like, oh my gosh, like I was the one embarrassing myself for enjoying something like so beneath their sophisticated teen sensibilities here, you know?
Is it just not their personality?
No, I think it's the generation. I think Gen Z does not get 90s comedy. I think especially like Adam Sandler stuff. I remember I made them watch Napoleon Dynamite once and they're like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Well, that one I could see. Now, let me ask you this. Would they like or have they seen Superbad?
No, I don't think they have. And I don't think they'd find it funny. I think they'd find it ridiculous. Like it seriously made me question everything. Is there something that you love, but you always have to defend it to other people? I feel like I constantly have to defend these 90s and early 2000s like comedies to my kids. Like, I want to show them my favorite comedy ever, which is Zoolander, but I'm scared to death.
Scared, yeah.
I'm so scared. Like, I know they just call it cringe and they would walk out. Like, what is it for you, like, that you just love, but you feel like you always have to defend it to other people? 702-364-9400. Maybe it's a show. Maybe it's a band. Maybe it's like a weird food combination. Or in my case, a golf comedy from 1996. Tell me this is not funny.
The price is wrong, bitch.
That's hilarious. That's not funny.
It's funny to me.
Grandma. All right. Yeah. Come on. It's Happy Gilmore.
It's our childhood, too. We grew up on this stuff. That's why. So now after, you know, everything you said, it's just not relatable to them. There's no emotional connection,
oh,
right?
Oh, it just kills me a little bit inside. What is your guilty pleasure that doesn't feel guilty at all until someone ruins it by calling it mid? Let's talk to Bo. Hey, Bo. Good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. It's got to be a generational because it was hilarious. But there were 74 cameo appearances by golfers. So I'm sure your girls didn't found nothing, you know, funny about that.
Yeah, they were like, they got excited when they saw Kelsey Plum. They saw Kid Cudi. Who else did they see? They saw a couple of other people. No, honestly, I didn't know the golfers. My husband was like, oh, that's blah, blah, blah. That, and I was like, I didn't know he was a golfer, but okay. Like, what? That's Tony Finau. I'm like, oh, it is? Okay, cool. You know? So you make a good point there, Bo. What is it for you guys? What is the thing like you feel like you constantly have to defend?
Let me tell you, sneakers to a certain subset of my like family members. They just don't understand my obsession with collecting sneakers. And so, you know, every, you know, during Christmas, during the holidays, they're not like rude about it, but I get what they're saying. They're saying, so are you still, you know, you still love shoes, you know, you're still collecting shoes, you know, and then they hint that it's a waste of money and it's a depreciating value. I actually argue that depends on the shoe, but yeah, they just don't get it. You know what I mean? Anything that's like clothing related or shoes or just anything you put on your body, jewelry, they just don't rock with it.
Are they mad that you're comfy and supported? I mean, are we going to shame people for arch support? This is unfair.
They wear the same. I have relatives that have worn the same shoes for probably 20 years.
Oh, dang.
Absolutely. So the answer is no. They don't care about any of that.
Felicia, good morning. What is the thing that you are constantly shamed for liking?
Hi, Mercedes. It's kind of the opposite. I'm a very cool 65 years old, and I just retired from dealing on the strip for 40 years.
Congratulations on that, first of all.
Thank
like,
you.
That is absolutely huge. Oh, my
Thank
gosh.
You.
Are you, like,
but
loving
I
life?
The Hangover was the stupidest movie I've ever seen in my life. And my 23-year-old son agreed with me.
It's stupid, but it's
stupid.
I mean,
funny.
You didn't find anything funny about
no,
it?
No, because I work in a casino, and people that act like that aren't funny. They're idiots. Oh.
Okay, I see it. I see it. I defend your position because you had to deal with those people. I guess from the outside world, those of us who don't think it's funny.
Especially working at the Flamingo right in the center.
Oh,
with the craziest
that's Hangover every day.
Have you seen anything that could have been in the Hangover movie?
No, and definitely.
Like
definitely.
What? What was the worst thing you saw?
Oh my God! After COVID, please, we'd need an hour for me to tell you.
Felicia, we need to put you on hold. I want to hear the stories. That is hilarious. Okay, Steph, what is the thing that you constantly have to defend yourself for liking?
Okay, I love this artist, and it's Beyonce, but ever since she came out with Cowboy Carter, I feel like I've been fighting with people that I didn't even know hated this, and it's because they think that she's not country. And I'm like, you guys, well, one, she's from Texas. She didn't all of a sudden just get a Southern accent. And two, it's like, why? Just because the people that I'm fighting with are my family members, and they love country. Like, they are diehard country lovers. So they're just not used to maybe a pop artist coming over to a genre that they love and that they support. So I'm constantly fighting with them, like, Cowboy Carter is country. Like, no, it's not. She's just a wannabe country person. I'm like, that is not true. So we're going back and forth about why Beyonce is country and why they think she's not country.
That's got to be frustrating because I hear that argument. I hear people saying that a lot. Every, like, post about Beyonce, I see people going after her. And it's all, like, perspective, right? You can maybe see it as not country and you see it as country, right?
Oh, absolutely. And I'm also defending, like, she is shining a light on a legacy of Black artists who are in country and just on and on. And they just shut down because, honestly, I have all these fighting points and they're just like, she's not country. Just, you know, story over.
Is it that serious?
I mean, to them who love country, like, they live, breathe, and sing country every day, maybe. But to me, I mean, I love it. And I'm like, I want to have a healthy debate. But when you shut down on me, it gets frustrating. Yeah.
Back to Mercedes was saying, I would be like, that's normal, right? It's called growth, adapting. You know what I mean? Showing your talents, your skill set.
The way I end it is like, look, Beyonce is country. It's just not the country that you're used to.
Right.
And that's how I end it.
I mean, usually those are the same people that say things like, you know, I don't get the Beyonce hype right before they put on Morgan Wallen for the 47th time. You can like both, you know? It's called range, right?
Yep.
We're getting some text here. This one says, I unapologetically love Olive Garden. I get clowned constantly. Ooh. But those breadsticks, that salad, the fact the waiter grates the cheese like it's a culinary performance. Call me basic. I don't care. This one says, you were talking about Nickelback earlier, and I love them. Not even sorry. Hey! I've tried Taylor Swift. I've tried EDM. Turns out I just need Chad Kroeger yelling in my ears. I love that. And then this one, it says, every Sunday I rewatch Jersey Shore like it's church. I quote Pauly D like scripture. If loving GTL is wrong, I don't want to be right. I love it.
Doesn't DJ
Did you send that here? Is that text from you?
Oh, yeah, that was me. No, Pauly D, he DJs here, right? From Jersey Shore.
Yeah. He's here all the time. I think he has a place around here, too.
To that texter, there you go. You can see him every single weekend.
Well, let's do it. It is time to win. Time to play Heads Up. And we've got more tickets for you right now to see Brandy and Monica. The Boy Is Mine at T-Mobile Arena. That show is on November 7th. And if you want to go, all you got to do is get 6 answers in 60 seconds in one of our 5 categories. You get to pick the one you want. Caller 20, you are playing Heads Up right now. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Rose is caller 20. Good morning, Rose.
Good morning.
How you doing on this Monday?
Doing good. You?
I am good. I'm ready to make you a winner here. Brandy and Monica tickets up for grabs. I hear you've got some company to help you out with Heads Up this morning. Who's with you?
My husband and my son.
Well, hello, husband and son. What are their names?
Hello.
Hugo and Johnny.
Awesome. Okay, Rose, Hugo, Johnny, here's the deal. I need you to pick a category, and if we get 6 in 60 seconds in that category, you are going to win. Do you want to go with Cha-Ching, Booked and Busy, Gutterball, Tokyo Drift, or Brewed to Perfection?
Brewed to... what was the first one?
Cha-Ching.
Okay, let's go with that.
Okay, all right. National Dollar Day is on Friday. So these are all things associated with dollars, money, stuff like that, okay?
Okay.
All right, 6 and 60 is all we need. Let's do this, guys.
Rose, heads up, and your 60 seconds starts now.
You go to one of these to take money out of your account with your debit.
ATM.
Yes, this is where you would keep your money in your...
bank.
No, like in your, in your, in your purse, you have it in this.
Wallet.
Yes. This is, hey, I'm going to send you $50. Can you do?
Venmo.
Yes. No. Yes. This is, oh, I want to see what this costs. Let me look at the, what on it?
Calculator price.
The price. What on it? Yes. Yes. This is, if you overpaid these every year, you're going to get one of these, in April, April 15th.
Oh, tax return.
Yes. This is, I'm going to pass on that. A lot of men carry their cash in this. It's like,
money clip.
Yes. Wow.
Woo!
You got it.
Yay!
Rose, Hugo, Johnny, congratulations. You just got a pair of tickets to Brandy and Monica. Truthfully, Rose, you didn't need Hugo or Johnny's help. You just like nailed that on yourself. That was amazing. It was the moral support. I'm telling you, congratulations going to that concert. It's going to be amazing. I didn't realize it, but Kelly Rowland is also going to be performing there and Money Long. So it's going to be a really cool show. So T-Mobile Arena, November 7th. Congratulations, you guys. And we'll have these tickets all week long. Make sure you are listening 8 o'clock hour for Heads Up. It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And the Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
The FTC is warning everyone to watch out for scammy Amazon text that claim an item you bought has been recalled. The message usually includes a link that's offering a full refund, but if you click it, you might be handing over your info to scammers instead of customer service. Amazon says it won't ever text you about recalls or ask for personal information. So if you get a message like that, don't click it. Don't respond. Just open your Amazon account the regular way and check it there. Basically, if it smells fishy, it probably is. And no, you're not getting a refund for that air fryer that made your chicken smell like plastic. Sorry.
Yeah, exactly. I have to call my mom. I got to tell her because she is exactly the type of person that will text or that will click on those text messages.
Yeah, yeah, I get them all the time. I get the DMV one that says that, oh, your DMV registration. I just got one the other day. I'm trying to find it. I think I deleted it, but it comes from like a +64 country code. And then I'm like, what is this? You don't know my DMV activities. Like, what is going on here?
Have you ever got one from the DMV? It's so funny you say that. I got one from the DMV saying that I had a speeding ticket. I got to pay it now. Otherwise, you know what I mean? My license is going to be revoked.
Yeah, that's the one. I'm reading it now. Nevada Department of Motor Vehicles final notice enforcement penalties begin on July 18th. This was on July 16th. Our records show that as of today, you still have an outstanding traffic ticket. And then it says all the stuff I need to do, or click here and pay. I'm like, yeah,
sounds
no,
legit.
Thank you. Exactly. Also this morning, here's a little hope for the average dudes out there. Unattractive men apparently make better husbands. There was a UCLA study that found the men who were less physically attractive than their wives were more emotionally supportive and less likely to cheat. The hot guys, more self-centered, more wandering eyes. Honestly, probably more mirror time than you. So if your man looks like a before photo, congratulations. You might be in for a lifetime of loyalty. Meanwhile, the shirtless guy at the gym, they say, red flag parade. I mean, I don't know if I buy this. This was a study they did. And it doesn't mean like if you're ugly, you know, it means that they're comparing it to the attractiveness of the wife, you know. So maybe you have a really beautiful wife and you're just a little below there. It's all perspective, though, right? It's all preference.
Oh, I agree. It's kind of a blanket statement as well. Like, who's to say someone is, quote unquote, not attractive or ugly? You know what I mean? Like, for example, go ahead. Sorry.
Well, what's attractive to me may be not attractive to you. Like, we all have different preferences.
Exactly. Someone finds, what's his name? Steve Buscemi? Is that his name? Steve Buscemi, someone might find him attractive. Others, maybe not so much.
Who finds Steve Buscemi attractive? Anyone?
I just thought of him. I don't know, Steph.
I'm sure there's someone out there.
I was like, who's Steve Buscemi? And I had to look him up. And like,
Forrest
that's
Gump
the guy.
Guy
that goes in.
Forrest Gump?
No.
No, he was Forrest Gump's friend. No?
Steve Buscemi
and Forrest Gump?
Was he not Forrest Gump? Steve, somebody correct me. For you was
I'm trying
I don't
to.
See, I don't see him
he's
in
He's never
Forrest
been
Gump.
In Forrest Gump.
I think of him as the guy in Big Daddy, and he's the homeless guy, right? And he's like going to McDonald's, or he gets McDonald's from Adam Sandler.
And he was just in Happy Gilmore, too?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Okay.
Who are you thinking from Forrest Gump?
He was in the war with Forrest Gump, and then...
Oh, that's Lieutenant Dan?
Oh, Lieutenant Dan.
Lieutenant Dan.
My bad.
Who played Lieutenant Dan?
I don't know. You can use him, too, as an example.
He was hot. What are you talking about? Sinise? Gary Sinise.
It's okay. It's okay, Mercedes. It's okay. I mean, again, teach... Look, I don't judge guys, but I mean, it's all in the eye of the beholder.
You don't think Gary Sinise is an attractive man?
He's all right. He's cool.
Are you sure you're thinking of the same guy?
Yes. Yes. Gary Sinise, you're correct. I know exactly who he is. Okay. I know exactly who he is now that you corrected me.
It's all perspective.
All perspective.
Finally, this morning, a dirty white sock worn by Michael Jackson just sold at auction for almost $9,000. It was covered in rhinestones, worn during a show in France in 1997, and it was found backstage by a tech who apparently said, yeah, I'm gonna keep this. The sock was preserved in a frame for 28 years, but now someone in France is $8,900 lighter and proud owner of a slightly crusty piece of pop history. For context, his iconic glove once sold for $350,000. His fedora went for over $80,000. The leather jacket from his Pepsi commercial, that got over $306,000. So all I'm saying, if you've got some famous person's laundry lying around, it might be time to put it up on eBay. You can make some coin off of that.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. And it's Michael Jackson. Like, I'm not in that tax bracket, but look, if I had that type of money, was it $9,000 you said? $8,000, $9,000?
Yeah.
I would probably buy it because it's Michael Jackson. You know what I mean?
Do you have any celebrity memorabilia?
I don't have his. I have one of the first, not his shoes per se, but you know, do you remember the tennis player Andre Agassi?
Of course. He lived like icon. I see him at Target all the time. Lives here from Las Vegas.
Are you being serious? You see him at Target all the time?
Yeah, the Target on in Boca Park, and I see his wife, Steffi Graf, there all the time.
You need to call me, because he was my idol when I was a kid. But
he plays pickleball all the time around town. Like, seriously, I'm surprised you haven't run into him yet.
No, I guess I'm not at that Target there, Mercedes. But yeah, I got his AirTech Challenge, the first AirTech Challenge release. It's been re-released many times now, but yeah, when I was a kid, that was the very first shoe I got.
That's iconic. Oh, Steph, what about you? Do you have any piece of celebrity memorabilia?
No, I wish I did.
Beyonce no. Something?
I did see on TikTok that one show that Beyonce threw out her sunglasses to the crowd, and a fan saved it, and he was bringing it all to all the Beyonce shows that he came to after. He was like, this is Beyonce's sunglasses. This is Beyonce. I'm like, honestly, that's cool and all, but like, what am I going to do with Beyonce sunglasses?
No, seriously, the sunglasses are having meet and greets before the show. I love it. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning, and it is Monday. That means it's time for Jerk or Justified. We'll help you figure out if you are being a jerk or if you are justified in your dilemma. And if you have something you want us to tackle on the show, we love to hear from you. You guys send the best emails and DMs. So do that through our social media, Mercedes in the AM. Or if you want to do it through the website, you can email us there, mix941.fm. Okay. This one is from Cindy. It says, hi, guys. Good morning. My name's Cindy. I need your help figuring out if I'm being the jerk here or if my 13-year-old son is. So here's the deal. We go to our community pool about 3 times a week during the summer. It's kind of the neighborhood hangout spot, and all of my son's friends are usually there, too. I always wear a bikini. I'm in my late 30s. I work out. I feel confident in one. I don't wear anything inappropriate, and I've never had anyone hit on me at the pool. There are plenty of other moms in bikinis too. But last week, out of nowhere, my son told me he's embarrassed that I wear a bikini around his friends. He said that men stare at me and it makes him uncomfortable. Then he asked me not to wear a bikini anymore. I honestly don't see the issue. I'm not flaunting anything. I think he's going through puberty and maybe becoming more aware of bodies, but is that my problem to manage? So now I'm stuck. Should I start wearing a one piece to spare my son some awkwardness, even though I don't want to? Or is he being a little unreasonable by trying to control what I wear? Am I the jerk for not wanting to change how I dress just to make him feel less embarrassed? Or is he justified in asking? Signed, Cindy. 702-364-9400. What do you think?
Jerk. I think she's
who's a jerk?
I think Cindy. Yeah, because
really?
Well, because God, I mean, I remember when I was that age, kids are sensitive, man. And I can almost guarantee you that obviously his friends put something in his ear, which is why he's mentioned this to his mom. And you said, I believe you said in the email, made him feel uncomfortable, correct?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, that right there. I mean, respect your kid, man. I mean, if it makes him feel uncomfortable, he said it right there. Why would you want to make him feel uncomfortable like that? That's my 2 cents.
I say, Cindy, you're not the jerk. You're a mom. If you feel good in a bikini and, you know, you're not out there doing like cannonballs in a thong or anything, you're fine. He's 13 and awkward. And it's about that, not about you doing anything wrong. Of course he's uncomfortable. He's at the age where everything makes them uncomfortable. And I feel like she's allowed to take up space. She's allowed to be confident. And I feel like he should see that. He should see a mom who feels good in her own skin and that doesn't feel the need to just disappear just so his friends don't have to acknowledge that moms actually have bodies. You know what I mean?
I get that. I just don't know if a 13-year-old's going to think that deep. You know what I mean? Again, if his friends are kind of, you know, making jokes or making comments, it's about accommodations.
So women should shrink themselves to protect you are saying that, to protect the fragile teenage egos?
I'm saying sometimes in life you make accommodations for your kids. That's all. Because, okay, let's go the other way. If she doesn't, how's it going to make him feel? Right? I mean, it could make him feel more uncomfortable, make him upset. I don't know. I just feel like, you know, an accommodation like that is not that big a deal. But
I think it's a great learning moment that you can teach boys respect. You teach them to sit with their discomfort, figure out why it bothers them. Yeah. If he's old enough to tell her why it makes him uncomfortable, then he's old enough to hear, you know, that it's about respect, you know. Adriana, good morning. What do you think? 702-364-9400.
Hi. I agree with you, Mercedes. I think that this is a great lesson moment for him, because he shouldn't be telling his mother what to wear. And then if she does choose, like, let's say, okay, let me put a one piece on to make him feel comfortable, what is she teaching him for the future? Is he going to go controlling other women?
Yeah, like his wife, I don't want you to wear this outfit tonight. Yeah. It makes me uncomfortable. Okay, yes, sir. Let me, you know what I mean? Right. Yeah.
Absolutely. If she feels comfortable to rock what she's wearing, as long as, I mean, if she's not plunging out and wearing something completely inappropriate, I don't see the issue with wearing a bikini.
Yeah, I mean, everyone else is wearing them too. She said the other moms are. Let's talk to Michaela. Michaela, you think mom is being a jerk. Good morning. What do you think?
Michaela.
Hi, yes, thank you. I think that the mom is the jerk in this instance. I am a mother of four. I have three boys, and I finished with a girl. And my oldest is 16. And if I was wearing a bikini around my oldest and his friends, and he began to feel uncomfortable, I feel like that's my job as a mom to separate womanhood and motherhood. I don't feel like they should mesh. Kids are exposed to so many things nowadays that it gives him a position to feel uncomfortable. He shouldn't feel uncomfortable when it comes to his mom. And maybe my stance is different, but I would cover myself and I would put on a bathing suit or even a cover-up. Wear your bikini, but put on a cover-up. Something, because our kids are so fragile nowadays. This world has changed so much. I feel like it's our job as their mom, as their parents, to protect them in all ways possible. And if this is his cry out for needing protection in some way, I'll stand on it. I think the mom's a jerk.
Michaela, don't you think, though, that'll make him even more fragile? Like, oh, it bothers you. I'm so sorry. Let me cover up. Instead, don't we use this as a teaching moment and say, hey, women don't just exist to make you feel comfortable, especially not teenagers. Like, you know, it seems like you're creating future behavior for him. Well, this makes me uncomfortable, so you need to stop. Like, that's how we get through life, by being uncomfortable.
No, I mean, but he's 13. He shouldn't have to be uncomfortable in life at 13 years old.
I think that's the prime time to be uncomfortable. 13, that's when it all starts. You don't want to make him, like, not experience these real emotions that his peers are going through, don't you?
I mean, I can see that side of it, and I respect that side of it, but I don't believe that side of it. I feel like at 13, when puberty is starting and sexuality is at an all-time high and stuff like that, I feel like you can't. You just can't. You're the mom, and you need to be the mom and not be the thing that, I mean, if men are looking at his mom and making him feel uncomfortable, she's got to do her thing or wear the bikini and go by yourself to the pool or whatever. I don't know. Just as a mom of three boys, I would cover myself if it started to make my boys feel uncomfortable.
Can I also just add, does it also matter the fact that, you know, he's 13, he's not fully developed yet in thought process. So, you know, he's going to think a lot differently when he's older. I just think maybe it's just kind of a young age to explain. I mean, you can explain something like that, but I don't know. I just feel like, you know, you can pick and choose. And, you know, sometimes you got to make accommodations. So it makes them feel uncomfortable, at that age. And there's other opportunities to also learn, you know, to teach lessons.
It's a bikini. It's not a Bratz doll outfit. She's in her late 30s. She's not 93 years old. Since when is, like, that there an age limit on confidence?
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, I mean, if he feels how he feels. I guarantee his friends are probably saying some things. And
Jerome, good morning. What do you think?
I think the son's being a jerk. And now I say this because he's probably at that age where he's realizing, and maybe his friends are even realizing, hey, your mom's a looker. And I get it. My daughter used to be upset when I was dating other women and I'd hold her hand or I'd call them boo when that was her name. He's probably at this situation where she's doing something in public, just like all the others are, all the other women are doing. They're wearing bikinis as well, but he's now realizing, oh, my mom's hot, but now I have strangers looking at me.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not fully explaining, mom, you're a looker. Even my friends say you're a looker, but I don't like when other guys look at you. And he should embrace and say, hey, in another 10 years, if my mom looks this way, she'll be the talk of the town.
Yeah,
maybe.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jerome.
Maybe she could do one thing, and I don't know what they call it. It's that a very sheer thing that they wear. It looks like a skirt.
Like a cover-up, like a sarong? A sarong?
If she could wear something like that, then, you know, she's meeting them halfway.
Yeah, I mean, I can definitely see that. Compromise is always key, but you also got to teach boys respect, and you don't teach them respect by hiding women. We're getting so many calls. Let's do the last one here. Crystal, good morning. What do you think? It's jerk or justified?
Good morning, Mercedes. Good morning. It is justified because let me tell you something. I am a mother with 5 boys. I wish my boys would come to me and tell me, Mom, I feel uncomfortable. Well, you're going to be uncomfortable because that's right. You don't run me. There's boundaries. Now, what do you mean by you uncomfortable? Let me know. Because when that little girl was 13 years old and she had them little shorts, you know, that age, they wear short shorts. And now you want to come check me?
Nah.
No, honey. You don't check me. Check the other girl, mama.
Period. Crystal. I love it.